On Sunday, February 16th at 11 p.m., Sugar in My Bowl will honor former Sugar guests Jane Cortez and Amiri Baraka. Join us as we celebrate their life, work, and influence with help from participants of a recent tribute hosted by the Institute of African American Affairs at New York University. Don't forget, the program is the premium. So help us continue this listener-supported experiment. That's Sunday, February 16th at 11 p.m., right here on WBAI New York, 99.5 FM, and WBAI.org on the web. Indeed, listening to Sugar in My Bowl on WBAI New York 99.5 FM and WBAI.org on the web. Coming up next, what we're going to focus on is Jane Cortez and Amiri Baraka. A lot of this audio of the poets came from a tribute that took place at New York University. So what we're going to start off with, though, is I'm going to dedicate it to Nicki Minaj and Malcolm X Grassroots Committee alumni, Lumumba Bandeli and Rosa Clemente. Stay tuned. This is indeed Sugar in My Bowl. It's sugar.
Where we live, the Afro-American nation. If the flag catch a fire and an X burn in, The only stripes is on our back. The only star blown free in the northern sky. No red, but our blood. No white, but slavers and clucks in the hoods. No blue, but our song. If the flag catch a fire and an X burn in, that X is black. Ex-slaves, unknown, incorrect, crossed out, multiplying the wealth of others. Ex-humans, ex-slaves, unknown, incorrect, crossed out, multiplying the wealth of others. Ex-humans, ex-slaves, unknown, incorrect, crossed out, multiplying the wealth of others.
As if you knew but did not know. As if you knew but did not know. As if you knew that the sun was 4,000 million years old and illuminating between armpits of a secret cult of singers calling themselves the Orioles. But did not know there would be an Albert Eiler who could eat up all the amplifiers and cry like a jaguar. As if you knew, but did not know. As if you knew, but did not know, that there would be an Albert Eiler who could make all the ghosts at a metal foundry tune up, swing low, and fly through his saxophone. As if you knew, but did not know. As if you knew, but did not know. As if you knew, but did not know, that the earth itself is a restless volcano that smokes and moves through a deep history of blackness, like the deep time of Albert Eiler. As if you knew, but did not know. As if you knew, but did not know. As if you knew, but did not know. As if you knew, but did not know that disorder is order. That repetition is a military drill. That leaking saxophones are underground water stations. And without a doubt, when Albert Eiler lifted the moon up and sang Trouble in Mine, all the spitballs became invisible comets. As if you knew, but did not know. As if you knew, but did not know, that when the sun's copper belly button erupted into boomeranging bells, that this foundry of sound would become a spacecraft and permanent monument, always haunted by the upper register density and spontaneity of Albert Eiler. As if you knew, but did not know. As if you knew, but did not know.
The first person who will speak is Sandy Maria Estevez.
Good evening, familia. I'd like to thank Jaira Placide and Baba Amiri Baraka Ibaye for inviting me. I am honored to be here. Maferifung Egun. We praise those who came before us and created the way. We thank you, Amiri Baraka Ibaye and Jane Cortez Ibaye. We have been blessed to have excellent teachers who were great poets. Modupwe Ashe. I'll be reading excerpts from two poems, the first written by Jane Cortez. And I apologize for the excerpts, but it's given a certain amount of time. Drums, everywhere drums. Drums that remain to boost your thighs in its radar, in its thump of a bass without being beggar. Sunlight, midnight, having to be barfly, having to be bullfrog, having to be banjo, having to be bongo, having to be pit-pat, having to be rubbed up, having to be rat-tat, having to be drum roll, having to be drums. Drums. Burnt drums to clear the skin among dreams. Drums flowing with the mask of tornadoes. Drums made from rivers, made from a multiplication of dance steps. Made from a rosette of orange rosin cradle cap and revolution decorating its drum with memory grease made from Nat Turner's body. Drums preoccupied in cheeks of ancestors. Drums twirling into footprints, into snare drums, into shoeshine rags, blowing into street octaves of liberation drums, of membranes close to the sun's memoirs. Cork and plantain drums, base oil drums, everywhere drums, everywhere drums. Drums brushing whiskers of imagination. Drums grinding into steel. Drumming with red palms of passion. Drumming with villages in Mozambique. Drums of acrobatic wombs, of bladders and trumpets engulfed in a drum of opening elbows. Babbling gorda drums holding faces of thumps in a quail of favelas. Turbojetted throat drums, diaphragms of black diamond pearl drums. Everywhere drums, everywhere drums. Crazy bone of my hyenic laughter drums. Thrill of a triad of electro drums. Drums in rubescent blaze. Tall, cool. Fine drums, cry drums, scream drums, dream interpretation of jungle spells and tenement fire drums, reaching for washboards of African blood drums, laughing drums, emerging drums, drums whispering, drums climbing, drums migrating into petals, and moves of finger-snapping tambourine drums, brick drums, crawfish drums, undulating armpit talking drums, Cubano drums, Iroko drums, and my wide mouth paradiddles of Odupwe drums, and those bragging drums of sparkling cans, and this bong bong deep in the cowbell of Zimbabwe drums, and staccato beating drums crossing the Limpopo, crossing death drums, fork skin drumming against drums, drums. Fierce drums, growling drums, roaring drums, echo drums over mojo whoop whoop, eardrums, kicking drums, Wolof drums, drums made of dynamite, drums made from elephant yelps, Fulani drums, God drums, drums of ancient Mardi Gras, Fanti drums, Ashanti drums, Sanuku drums, and my indigo lip-smacking conga drums, tightening drum rhythms into Igbo godhouse rhythms of rattling, rattling rhythm drums, of drums to drums abreast. Symbols of drums, dazzling with hummingbirds, with guava seeds, with cowrie shells, with cobalt and uranium, and mandingos on the road to Kokomo drums. Spit drums from Oduduwa drums, everywhere drums, everywhere drums, 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 everywhere drums. Amiri Baraka Ibaye was Iwapele, someone who had good character. Thank you, Baba Amiri, for including me. I wrote this poem in 2000 for Amiri Baraka. There is a trail that follows the sun that stretches from Africa to here. There is a trail across an ocean of millions and millions of bones, of ancestors calling, crying, moaning, screaming. I hear them in my dreams. I hear them calling our names. Teacher of thought, you remind us to remember who gonna stoke the embers to keep the fires burning. Superior guide on tortured life journey, polarized at the midpoint of extremes. Mouthpiece for the spirit of our ancestors, the root in tree biology. We are the blossom and fruit. Beat missionary in service to the entire race of humanity, not blinded by differentiations of nationality, race, religion. Brotherhood embrace for our lost family. Noah's blues ark. Dissipator of contrived force-fed illusions. Giver of vision to the blind. A voice to the voiceless. Trumpeting much-needed wake-up call. Conjurer of sun-ra's spring before the summer of socialist beginnings. Silk cocoon, gestating butterfly. Father of all children, whether natural or adopted. Chief king in the word house of royalty. Living candle on the life altar of offerings. Truth warrior on the chariot of revolution. Drum voice in the jazz concerto's freedom song. Coltrane's metaphor messenger. Winged horse galloping across the conscience of a nation. Inventor of the unimagined possibility. Seer, seed child in the mind of wisdom. Lover of life, hater of the death penalty. Enemy of random police brutality. Friend of people's revolution. Scribe of ancient hour stories sprouting into poems. Advocate of the demilitarization of the Puerto Rican island of Vieques. Speaking a global dialect of liberation tongues on the living stage of the mestizo human tribe. Light prism refracting the unseen spectrum. Protector of Godmother Temple and Goddess Self, exalted worshiper of moon duality, natural descendant of La Madre Tierra, in an eternal dance of fertility, rebirthing tribal deliverance from the primordial depths of existence, weaving together a new story quilt of community. There is a trail of bones across an ocean that follows the sun. There is a trail.
Africa, Africa, Africa. Africa. Africa, Africa, Africa. Go back, black. Go back, black. See yourself.
Tell the story. Tell it.
Go back, black. See yourself. Know yourself. Touch yourself. Africa! Creator of the human being, of music, of dance, of language. Africa! Mighty, beautiful, ancient Africa. But when you put your hand on your sister, made her a slave. When you put your hand on your brother, made him a slave. Watch out, Africa. Mighty ancient Africa. Watch out, Africa. Ghost's gonna get you. The ghost's gonna get you. The ghost's gonna get you. Obatala, Shango, help me, save me, save me. Obatala, Shango, save me, save me, save me. How did I get here? On my back, in the dark, with the wind and water blowing through my ears. How did I get here in the dark, with the wind and water blowing through my ears? Shango, Obatala, save me, save me. My brother the king sold me to the ghost. My brother the king, you know my brother the king, he worked for Budweiser now. He worked for Coca-Cola now. My brother the king, he's Secretary of State now. You know my brother the king. Obatala, Shango, save me. At the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean, there's a railroad made of human bones. Black ivory. Black ivory. At the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean, there's a railroad made of human bones. Black ivory. Wade in the water, wade in the water, children, wade in the water, a God's gonna trouble the water. At the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean, there's a railroad made of human bones, black ivory, black ivory. If you ever find yourself somewhere lost and surrounded by enemies who won't let you speak in your own language, who destroy your statues and instruments, who ban your oom boom ba boom, you in deep trouble. They ban your oom boom ba boom, you in deep, deep trouble. Huh. Probably take you several hundred years to get out. Shango Obatala, save me, save me, save me, save me. Thank you.
The next poet is Askia Toure.
Boy, packed house. How wonderful. It's an honor to be here with you this evening, holding up our great ones, our sister and our brother, our comrades who are now Egungun ancestors. What it shows all of us is that we will not be here forever, but what I want to say about both of them is what Comandante Ernesto Che Guevara said, "And if I fall, don't stand there mourning. Pick up my rifle." I say. And I am so honored to see not only our comrades, we're elders. I was joking with Marvin. I said, you know, when a sister starts calling you sir, I said, oh man, and you get on the bus and ladies be giving you their seats, you know. I said, well, say, hey, someone said, well, that means you're blessed, brother. I guess you could feel Sister Jane and Amiri's energy still, you know? It's almost like you look at Amiri coming in the door making some kind of smart remark or something, Jane just walking in majestically and so forth, you know? So wonderful, you know? And I don't want to, they say you start getting older, you start going on and on and on. So tell, they say, excuse me, Baba, we heard that before. Start repeating yourself and so forth. So I'm going to be as brief as I can. In honor of Mary and our brothers, Baba Ted, Quincy, and Marvin, all of them, Haki. This is called Elder Song Reigning One for the Black Arts Brothers. And it's in the tradition of a great poet. Some of you may not have heard of him, but some of you may have, Amos Moore. He read with our brother Larry Neal and Mary and I. I never forgot his voice. Old papas now, we slim men who cruised ominous avenues, radiating atmospheres of, quote, coolness, prime ministers of hip. Old papas now, we slim men who wore our depths and martial spirits to thunderous horns, syncopated swing, our moves forever outward into vast kaleidoscopes of joy. Hip men, eternal swingers, veterans of continuous culture wars with squares. Hip men, eternal swingers, visionary kings, old papas now, juju men and horn magi, third eye sorcerers, righteous oracles of truth, elders radiating maroon revolution among lost cowboys, low pants thugs, gunslingers whose shootouts always register murder in the black. Old papas now, the quote cool men of Amos Moore, transforming pain into pageantry, strung out melodies into gold, soul men of Coltrane spirit, singing promise into freedom's lonely heart. I said. And one from my book, Mother Earth Responds. A few words in passing. The ancients were right. Our common delusions imprison us all, and our world becomes a modern gulag. But this is only a beginning. How are we to find what truly matters in life? We are indeed fortunate. We have elders, Twa, Gagaju, Kung, of our human race, yogis, Sufis, lamas, babas, Zen masters, shamans, masters of the inner realms. Only we must initiate contact, seek them out, begin the soul's grand dialogue with self. Perhaps the rainforest can aid us on our paths. Perhaps the mountains, deserts, lakes, and the great oceans. Perhaps the ants, dragonflies, butterflies, perhaps our fellow mammals. We might seek counsel with dolphins, whales, the happy ones. Explain to brilliant ravens, sly crows, immaculate eagles, hawks, vultures, owls. Begin rigorous chats with wolves, bears, tigers, leopards, moose, rabbits, and otters. Beings on our great maternal planet, Elay the Earth, speaking deep words, mirroring great truths, realigning beings, practicing divine harmony within the realm of being. My friend, when was your last conversation with the rain? Sure.
We have the addition of the son of Amiri Baraka, one of the sons of Amiri Baraka and Amina Baraka, Ras Baraka. So we'll bring Ras forward now.
I want to thank the organizers of this event. I just want to tell you guys something, ladies. It's a surprise, but my father's not dead. No, we learned that a long time ago in science. You know, matter can't be created nor destroyed, right? It just changes form. So we, and Jane Cortez, you know, both of them together is a serious program. Right? Lord, have mercy. There's some people right now who feeling it somewhere. So my mother asked me to read a poem that she wrote for Jane Cortez at a celebration of hers. And then I'm going to read a poem that I just wrote a few hours ago for both of them. I like the sound of her name, the echo of her voice, the shadow of her smile. When I think of Jane Cortez, I think of art, poetry, music, song, and revolution. I think of Africa home. I think of for the brave young students of Soweto. I think of Cuba, Fidel Castro, and the soldiers. I think of Nicaragua, Sandino, and the Sandinistas People's Revolution. I think of Palestine and the struggle for self-determination. I think of Native Americans' fight against genocide. When I think of Jane Cortez, I think of the United States of America. I think of the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee. I think of Civil Rights Movement and the Black Liberation Movement. I think of big, fine women from Ruleville. I think of Malcolm X, Dr. King, and there it is. When I think of Jane Cortez, I think of rape. What was Inez supposed to do? Joanne did the dance of the ice picks. I think of blues, you know, for the people who speak the you-know language. I think of Yari Yari, first world women poets and writers. When I think of Jane Cortez, I think of fire spitters, spitting fire on oppression worldwide. I think of internationalism and humanity. When I think of Jane Cortez, I think of the beautiful book. When I think of Jane Cortez, I think of the life she lived, the liberty she fought for, the pursuit of a poet. When I hear the echo of her voice, I can't say goodbye, Jane. See you later in the spirit world. Thank you. How did I get here on my back in the dark, wind and water between my ears? How did I get here on my back in the dark, wind and water between my ears? We be for Jane Cortez and Amiri Baraka. We are the being what is, the sweat in the palm, the heat of the flame, the chill in your bones, the right now of what was, the breath of life. We can't be seen unless you're the unseen. We can't be bottled or packaged or bought. We can't be duplicated or exchanged or figured out. Hell, we can't be understood. We can't be marketed or taught in a class, remixed or revised. We are the be in what is, the right now always, the be in what is, the right now always, the end of the beginning and the beginning of the end. On the tip of your tongue, in the back of your mind, in the dark of the room, we be present and all around. Our youth express it like, can you feel me? We are the fire spitters, turn death into life. We be beauty, not beautiful or full of beauty. We beauty itself. Yeah, beauty itself. Opposed to death and ignorance, opposed to poverty and disease, of hunger and racism and imperialism, we are the opposite of slavery. Our life is a testimony. It's a prayer for humanity, a dance for the living, the kiss of new lovers, the scent of morning rain, the ocean's edge, the constant in time, the sharp of the razor. Yeah, we are the be of what is, the motion of history. Our fires, yeah, they burn black. Our hands chisel democracy from tyranny. Our songs unite the world. Our words give birth to freedom. We are the be of what is, the right now always, and there is nothing you can do or say or write or legislate or pontificate that could ever, ever, ever describe who we really, really are and our importance to the now, our importance to the now, to the world, to the humanity, to life can ever, ever really be translated. The best thing you can do is just sit back, bob your head, and dig it.
Those of you who are from Newark, this is your next mayor. The next poet is Arturo, and he will be accompanied by a musician.
Good evening, y'all.
Good evening.
I'm from the South. I'm from New Orleans. She's from New Orleans, recent graduate of the New School up here. He's a New Orleans trumpeter, or as we say, trumpeter. The Linton Smith Jr., son of a very, very good friend of mine. Very good friend. We worked for years at the Urban League of Greater New Orleans together, his father and I. In college, in 1968, I met Mr. Baraka. At that time, Tuskegee had the funds to do that, right? But I played Walker Vessels in his play called The Slave, which I've always maintained was a much better one than the one that won the Obie Award, the Dutchman, you know. And it changed my life. That same year, Mr. Baraka, then Don Lee, Haki Matabuti, Nikki Giovanni, Larry Neal, Hoyt Fuller, Margaret Danner, Mari Evans, they all visited our campus, and that changed a lot of people's lives. So this particular piece for Jane Cortez and Amiri Baraka, it's from one of our traditions at home called The Second Line. This is an occasional piece. The first part of The Second Line usually takes place in the church. But it's very solemn, very respectful, very somber. And the theme of the whole gathering in the church is it's hauntingly melodious, let's say. The mood is hauntingly melodious. Then after the burial, that's when the party starts and the person is sent away with a spirit of joy. And it is this joyful post-burial celebration that has long struck a chord with both visitors to our city and, of course, our indigenous people, you know, us, right? This piece is called Second Line, and that first part is called Dirge. He's going to play a nice funeral dirge for you. And the second part is called Dance, okay? But it's Second Line to Jane Cortez and Amiri Baraka. Part two is Dance to the poets. To the weavers of the words and makers of rhyme, to the jazz poets and the jizz poets, battening down the hatches and watering the cannon, for the poets, for the scribes, the vernal fire spitters in ancient ages, Blessed be their hearts and jingly parts, to the tone and tenor of their universe, from the people, to the people, for the people, for the poets of the people. Where they at, poets just in from the rain, poets from the storm, poets from the Ninth Ward doing a heck of a job, poets from Poughkeepsie, poets from Manhattan, poets who be hating, no he didn't, poets who be abominations to all creations, poets who mouth spout, yes we can, change we can believe in, chump change, poets that be sitting around saying stuff like word, word up, poets be, who be saying, Habarigani, Ooga Booga, Wayad. Poets with exotic sounding African names who still act like Negroes. Poets who believe everything they're taught. Poets who play it like they're so intellectually astute and they're just as ignorant as me. Poets that talk about, this is the Donald Rumsfeld part. Poets that talk about the knowns and unknowns and the things that they knew, which were the known unknowns, which is to say that there were things that they knew they didn't know. But there were also unknown unknowns that they didn't know they didn't know. Duh. I like to copy Mr. Baraka's style, too. You know, he like that, you know, duh, he had all that shaking and dancing on the stage. Anyway, poets who sing the praises of the beautiful black women in nation time. Cliche. Poets on open mic night. My Nubian king. My Nubian queen. Cliche. Poets who be red, black, and blue and green all by themselves in the heat of the night. Cliche. The poets of our blood, blood, with some exceptions. Poets where dead lecturers live who rise, rise, and raise, raise. To the political poets and the greeting card poets, tender is the night. Academic poets, polemic poets, to those polished and proper pundits and punsters, the unholy grail of their shallow solutions and rudimentary renditions. To the poets at the readings who always gone overtime and bullgarting the mic. Oops, my bad. To the poets around us, within us, and us in them, the people's poets, poets in the tradition. I got bananas, watermelon, sweet patootie. I got bananas, watermelon, red to the rind. So good it keep the baby from crying. Poets like Aunt Sweet and Mama Rachel. The Lord don't like ugly. Everybody happy on wedding day. Take one to know one. Take care, be better than beg pardon. Don't rock the boat, especially when you're sitting in it. Some folks don't know what's good till it's gone. If there wasn't no losing, there couldn't be no winning. A hard head makes a soft behind. Keep on doing what you're doing. Keep getting what you're getting. It ain't what people call you. It's what you answer to. The dog that bring tail, take tail. Some days you the pigeon. Some days you the statue. Show me who you hang with and I'll show you. Right. And I'll show you who you is. Don't let your right hand know what your left hand doing. Don't throw away the baby with the bath water. Figures don't lie, but liars figure. Ignorance is its own reward. Don't shoot all the dogs because one of them got fleas. Never give a white man all your money. If my aunt told me that one day, I said, what do I have to give a white man my money for? A little boy. Don't pray too hard for what you want. You just might get it. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. White meat don't eat white meat. When you lays down with dogs, you get fleas. Never compare your insides to somebody else's outsides. Father don't always know best, less he father time. If you want to see a rainbow, you got to put up with a little rain. Just because your shoes is polished don't mean you ain't got no holes in the soul. Now, get out my face, boy. I got washing to do. You know, them kind of poets, pirates, prophets and partners, liberation's libation to future generations from the edge of death's highway, the road we all must travel. Blessed be those who hearken to the tragedies and triumphs of their brief breath of life as we bury our dead, wipe away our tears, and continue the memory of their sacrifice in our struggle. Thank you. Lynton Smith on trumpet.
The next reader is Marvin X, and he is going to be accompanied by Henry Grimes.
Assalamu alaikum. Thankful for Henry accompanying me. And I just want to acknowledge some friends in the audience. Abi Odun. Abi Odun. It's strange that these two poets, I knew one for 47 years, and I met Jane once. Only once. Isn't life strange? But in that one meeting, the Barakas and I were out somewhere, some place where they like to eat, and I think when we got there, Mel and Jane were already there, and I didn't really recognize her because I hadn't met her before, and I saw Mel, and he was so humble and quiet. I had no idea what a great man he is and a great artist. And then I had a pamphlet with me and I showed it to Jane and she didn't say anything. She just looked at me like, nigga, pleased. And I can still see that look. I'll probably see that look for the rest of my life, the way she looked at me. I'm not even going to tell you the title of the pamphlet, but I have some in my bag if you want some when I finish. Now, I'm going to read a couple of poems or three, and I'm saying these poems for not only Amiri, but for Amina as well. Have you heard a woman moan late into the night 'cause her man is gone? Have you heard a woman wail just before dawn 'cause her man is gone? Have you heard her cry, oh, Jesus, 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 before noontime, because a man is gone? He wears hard gray pants. Stripes are really yellow. He wears hard gray pants. Stripes are really yellow. But when he starts to love me, he is so fine and mellow. Have you heard a woman cry 'cause her man is gone? She wanted to slap him one more time, but her man is gone. She wanted to tell him one more time what's on her mind, but her man is gone. She wanted to dig up his bones to kiss him one more time, but her man is gone. The coldest winter ever. The coldest winter ever. Arctic freeze comes south. Atlanta, 9 degrees in January. Newark drifts low to ground like silent snow. Tears fall, all for A.B. Old poet left us this winter, and we are cold, naked in the snow, freezing, heart still, the shock of it all. We thought he would live forever, but foolish things confound minds. Childish improprieties. No one has mastered death. Come back to tell us all, tell us all. Each time is something new to understand, to wonder why. How long shall we grieve this time? There's no closure ever. Time is the master of life and death. Where's my friend? Are snowflakes his ashes drifting down from some mystical heaven, letting us know he is still here, will be here forever? Winter, spring, summer, fall. Snowflakes are all the words he left us. They shall not disappear. Words beyond time, beyond seasons, beyond love and hate, they exist for the just and unjust. Unavoidable truth we shall discuss, debate, ponder, marvel at the genius of this mind who walked among us and departed in the coldest winter ever.
And you're listening to WBAI New York 99.5 FM. Sugar My Bowl's the name of this program. You know, this is actually a fun drive, and people need to be calling 212-209-2950 to pledge your support for WBAI. And the programming that you may still listen to. What you just heard was Marvin X with Henry Grimes. You know, our playlist is up at sugarinmybowl.org, sugainmybowl.org. So you can follow along. All the information is there. But for those who aren't internet people, we just heard Marvin X, the writer, with Henry Grimes on bass. Before that, Arthur Feaster, a.k.a. Professor Arturo, with trumpeter Linton Smith. Raz Baraka, one of Amiri's sons, who will soon be, hopefully, the next mayor in Newark, New Jersey. Before that, we heard Equinox playing under Askia Muhammad Touré, Equinox by John Coltrane. From Coltrane Sound, it's John Coltrane on soprano or tenor sax, Steve Davis on bass, Elvin Jones on drums, and McCoy Tyner on piano. That's a 1964 Atlantic Records release. Before that, we heard Black Ivory, Amiri Baraka, Power of the Spoken Word. It was a DVD, Volume 3, Word, the Poetry DVD Series. That link, www.wordthedvd.com, seems to be down right now, but anyway. Sandra Maria Estevez was the first speaker, and before that we heard As If You Knew by Jane Cortez and the Fire Spitters. As If You Knew, live in concert, compilation of performances selected from the Vision Festival 2007, 2010, and Syracuse University 2009. Jane Cortez on poetry, voice, Donardo Coleman on drums, Al McDowell on bass, Burn Nix on guitar, Alex Harding on baritone saxophone, TK Blue on alto sax, Bill Cole on Indian Shanai and Chinese Sonai. I don't know if I mentioned that that's who we're listening to right now, Bill Cole, and his untempered ensemble, Politics, What's Your Take? This was written by Donardo Coleman, actually, as a matter of fact, Jane Cortez's son, and Jane Cortez and Ornette Coleman. To finish, As If You Knew, TK Blue on alto sax. Yes, Bill Cole, Indian Shanai, Chinese Sona. Bola Press, 2011. Before that, we heard X is Black, Spike Lee. It was Amiri Baraka's response to the film Malcolm X. That's from a compilation, The United States of Poetry, which was a PBS series. It's a 1996 Polygram Records release. And before that, we heard our theme, I Want a Little Sugar in My Bowl, Nina Simone. Coming up soon, we'll be on the bandstand with Hank Williams. Once again, WBAI is in fundraising mode, and we need your support. We need you to call 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950.
Oh, you know, you could also go to give2wbai.org. Give2wbai.org.
Good evening, jazz fans. This is Hank Williams, and welcome to On the Bandstand for February 16th. In this segment of the show, we bring you area listings of Suga and My Bowl guests so you can experience them live. Starting off this week, organist Akiko Tsuruga continues her regular Monday night gigs at Manhattan's Kotobuki Restaurant. See her there on February 17th and 24th. Details are at kotobukinewyork.com. I'll give that one more time. That's KOTOBUKINewYork.com. Dr. Leonard Jeffries appears at the John Henry Clark House on February 18th at 6:30 p.m. for a talk on Amos Wilson. Clark House is at 286 Convent Avenue near 141st Street in Harlem. You can call 347-907-0629 for information or look for the event on Facebook. That number again is 347-907-0629. Saxophonist Gary Bartz appears at the Blue Note with Javon Jackson for late sets February 18th through the 20th. Go to bluenote.net for tickets and info. Pianist Harold Mayburn leads a trio at Smalls Jazz Club on the 19th. Details at smallsjazzclub.com. Also on the 19th, Columbia University professor and author Farrah Jasmine Griffin will be talking about her book Harlem Nocturne on female artists during World War II years at the CUNY Graduate Center at 34th Street and 5th Avenue. Go to gc.cuny.edu for details. That's gc.cuny.edu and look for the events tab. Saxophonist Kenny Garrett appears at Jazz at Lincoln Center on February 21st. Go to jalc.org for information on that. Pianist Barry Harris leads a trio in a free concert at Ebenezer Baptist Church's Jazz Vespers on February 23rd. They're at 279 Lafayette Avenue in Brooklyn. Go to ebcconnects.com for more information. That's ebcconnects, with an S at the end, .com. Looking further ahead, Roy Haynes' Fountain of Youth appears at the Blue Note on February 25th and 26th. See bluenote.net for more info. Percussionist Bobby Sanabria appears at the Jazz Church St. Peter's with Eugene Marlowe's Heritage Ensemble on the 26th. See stpeters.org for details. That's St. Peter's, all spelled out, .org. Also at the Blue Note is organist John Medeski, who appears with Bill Evans on the 27th to March 1st. See bluenote.net for info on those shows. Harpist Brandy Younger has a 5 o'clock show at St. Albans Congregational Church in Queens on March 1st. They're at 17217 Linden Boulevard in St. Albans. Details are at stalbanscc.org. That's stalbanscc.org. We'll be back next month with a full schedule of events to look forward to from pianist Barry Harris, drummer Billy Cobham, and many more. That's all for this week. If you missed anything, you can see the listings at the Suga in My Bowl blog. Go to sugainmybowl.org and click the link for the blog. Tonight's playlist and audio from this and previous shows are on the website as well. And remember that WBAI is in a fund drive and still in serious financial trouble. Please help us stay on the air by pledging whatever you can at give2, that's the number 2, WBAI.org, where you can consider becoming a WBAI buddy with a monthly pledge. This is Hank Williams signing off. We're off next week for the last Sunday of the month, but we're back on the air on Sunday, March 2nd, and we'll see you then on the Bandstand.
Thank you, Hank Williams, for that. We'll be hearing from Marvin X when we get out of this, after the station ID. Hank Williams will also be with Dr. Jeffries at Clark House on the 18th. And Alex Blake will be at For My Suite in Brooklyn.
Hi, this is Christian McBride, and you're listening to WBAI New York, 99.5 FM, and WBAI.org on the web.
I'm going to finish with this one. It's called What You Say When You Can't Say Nothing. How you feel when your brother goes through the door of no return? When your uncle go, who gave you manhood training with the Dutchman, mythology of a black man, who climbed up the hill in the Sisyphus syndrome, up and down, who wrote the story of the tribe of Shabazz, who lived the terror in the Newark Rebellion, wife and children in the closet, National Guard in the house, wife terrified, you bastards, beat my husband bloody. I should not be moved. Sonia said, resist, resist, resist. And we shall. Take my husband from me. We should not be moved. Kill my lesbian daughter and lover. I shall not be moved. Shani told her mama, Marvin X, the only man I like. Shawnee told me I'd never seen a man cook before. I told A.B. and Amina I want to marry Shawnee. And Mary said, Marvin, you get drunk and say the damnedest things. Amina said, take her, take her. We should not be moved. I.E. shot in the head with a .357 Magnum. He lived to tell about it. Tell me about the power of prayer. We should not be moved. We partied hard on 808 South 10th Street. Marvin, go to the store. Give me some Jack Daniels and Newports. Sonia, I don't need to hold hands. Forget that shit. Marvin, go to the store and get me some Jack Daniels and Newports. Yeah, get Damon something too. Get your friend something. He's up in his room writing. Go up there, get him some Miller Lite. Yeah, Damon's up there while a house is burning. That's him. You know him as well as I do. What was that girl he was messing with at the Black House in 1967? What was her name? Marvin, you was there. What was her name? That damn Damon. Go to the store, Marvin. Get my boyfriend, Jack. I need Jack right now. I should not be moved. My brother gone. Uncle gone. Daddy gone. Buddy gone. Best friend gone. Departed the Miller Lite world of make-believe. Illusion of the worst kind. Dreams and dreamers. Martin Luther King knocked on his door. What do you do when Martin Luther King knocks on your door? Let him in or what? Can you imagine what drama, what tragic comedy, what love, what lessons of love, sweetness of love, bitterness of love? No matter what. I'm a mafia woman, Marvin. We don't leave our men. My daddy was in the mafia, Marvin. My grandfather, we don't leave our men. No matter what. I'm a Howard Street woman. We know Nathan Hurd. Ain't no shame in my game. I was always black. I didn't need black arts. When that nigga came home from Newark, I was black. Doing a black thing with my brother. When I met him, Mary, I was black. You better ask somebody. I didn't need no black arts to make me black. Howard Street made me black. His mama didn't like me because I was black.
kids was black. Yeah, my little pickaninny kids. Black. Help me, Marvin. Hold my hand. Come make me laugh like we used to. Laugh all night, Marvin. You made us laugh all night, Marvin. No matter the pain, you made us laugh all night. Jack Daniels laugh. Miller Lite laugh. Hennessy Bailey's laugh. Let the elephant out laugh. Make us laugh, Marvin. The Africans say he who laughs, laughs the longest. Come on, Marvin. Hold my hand. Squeeze my hand. I want to laugh to keep from crying.
The next writer is Aki Madhubuti. I say writer because most of the people, we've announced them as poets, even though a lot of them do other things. Aki Madhubuti.
Thank you very much. I'm really happy to be here this evening. I bring you greetings from Chicago. I bring you greetings from the Midwest. I'm just going to read one tonight. I want to end up with another poem on art, what art really means. But the three poems are in Liberation Narratives. Amiri. Barack always come in a place late. Rushing to catch words that came before him. But that don't matter much. Him got his own words, music, dance, and dramatics. And bright ideas, even if some of them don't work in like used cars. But Baraka works. Works harder than 15 men his age. That I do. Who been around long enough to tell his time in places where people have tried to beat the beat and tempo out of his talk and walk. Monk, Train, and Duke played secrets that saved him and us, even if we didn't accurately hear their da-da-do's. Baraka did. They spoke musically to him. He gave us his many languages and genius. It's coming in time, it's getting better and less late. Even for this age, still making up stories, acting on his own stage and firing truth poems that compel liars and politicians to exit early and often. I'm in with a poem really dedicated to Jane and Amiri and to all the poets here. It's called Art. And I'm going to ask you to help me out as we go into it. You know, art is a prodigious and primary energy force. Children's active participation in music, dance, painting, poetry, film, photography, and the indigenous crafts of their people is what makes them whole, significantly human, secure in their own skins, culture, and abilities, just generating in them unlimited possibilities. Art is fundamental instruction and food for a people's soul as they translate the many languages and acts of becoming. Often tell them in no uncertain terms that all humans are not pure or perfect. However, the children of all cultures inherit their creator's capacity to originate from the bone of their imaginations, the closest manifestations of purity, perfection, and beauty, art. Art at its best encourages us to walk on water, dance on top of trees, and skip from star to star without being able to swim, keep a beat, or fly. A child's on-fire imagination is the one universal prerequisite for becoming an artist. Help me out. Magnify your children's minds with art. Jumpstart their questions with art. Come on, I can't hear you. Introduce your children to the cultures of the world through art. Energize their young feet, spirits, and souls with art. Infuse the values of importance to civic culture via art. Keep them curious, political, and creative with, come on, art. Speak and define the universal language of beauty with art. Learn to appreciate peace with art. Approach the cultures of other people through their art. Introduce the spiritual path of other people through their art. Keep young people in school off drugs and out of prison with art. Keep their young minds running, jumping, and excited with art. Examine the nurturing moments of love, peace, and connecting differences with art. Art allows and encourages the love of self and others. The best artists are not mass murderers, criminals, or child molesters. They are in the beauty and creation business. Art is elemental to intelligence, working democracy, freedom, equality, and justice. Art, if used wisely and widely, early and often, is an answer and a question. It is a cultural lake that the indigenous rivers of dance, music, local images, and voices flow. Art is the waterfall of life, reflecting the untimely and unique soul of a people. Art is the drumbeat of good and great hearts forever seeking peace and a grand future for all enlightened peoples. But these are the people the world over who would love to proclaim, give the artists some kind words, financial support, guesses from the heart, knowing intuitively that there will be creative reciprocity in all that they give us. Why? Because fundamentally, art inspires, informs, directs, generates hope, and challenges the receiver to respond. And finally, and this is consequential, the quality of the art determines the quality of the responses. Thank you very much.
Like I mentioned, this is WBAI New York 99.5 FM. Sugar My Bowl is the name of this program. And we're actually in the membership fundraising mode. And the pledge line is 212-209-2950. I'm not doing a lot of pitching because, you know, this is probably the last of the programs that is one of the last. The show is the premium, so we just are waiting for you to respond with your support by contacting 212-209-2950 or give the number 2 WBAI.org. Stay tuned for more.
Dry leaves are not like the sounds of insults between pedestrians. Those women laughing in the window do not sound like air conditioners on the brink. The river turtle does not breathe like a slithering boa constrictor. The roar of a bull is not like the cackle of a hyena. Find your own voice and use it. Use your own voice. Find your own voice and use it. Use your own voice and find it. Mm-hmm.
own voice and use it. Use your own voice and find it. Find your own voice and use it. Use your own voice and find it. Is not like the teething cry of a baby. The slash of a barracuda is not like the gulp of a leaping whale. The speech of a tiger shark is not like the bark of an eagle fish. The scent of a gardenia is not like the scent of a tangerine. Find your own voice and use it. Use your own voice and find it. Find your own voice.
The next person is Quincy Troop.
I knew both Jane Cortez and Amiria Baraka for about 45 years. And I met them both in California, where I used to live, when I was living in Watts. And I'm not going to go into a lot of details about that, but I met both of them out there. And we had so much fun throughout those years, and fun and serious talk about literature and revolution and about becoming community organizers. I consider myself a community organizer. You know, that's what I consider myself. I'm a poet and a writer, but I consider myself a community organizer. That's why I edit magazines all the time. And get readings for people and organize festivals and all of that, because I think you have to do more than just be a poet. You have to do more than just be a writer. You have to do a lot of things. And so because of the fact I came up in Watts in that movement out there, that's been a part of my life since that time. I want to say a couple of more things. I sold my car to Jane Cortez. I sold my car to Jane Cortez because I went up to Woodstock and spent the weekend up there with my wife here, Margaret Porter Troop, great lady. And I told Mel that, you know, my leg was getting all weird and been out of shape driving this car up there and had been driving it around. So he said, oh, and I didn't think nothing of it. I said, I'm going to sell it, you know, put it in the paper and sell it. So when I got ready to leave about 3 days later, they were standing on the porch and he said, oh, you know, Jane want that car. I didn't even know Jane drove, you know, all those years. I didn't know she drove because I used to always ride with Mel. And so Jane bought the car. I was going to go up there and ride with her sometime just to see if she could drive, you know. Unfortunately, when Jane passed, I did this poem and we had this celebration at Monte de Oro, and we did down at the Great Hall. And I wrote this poem called Avalon 6 for Jane, and I was going to read that tonight. But then Amiri called me and said, I want you to read on this celebration for Jane Cortez. And I want you to read that poem that you read down at Cooper Union, the Grand Hall. I said, okay, I'll do that. Cool. And then he went to the other side. So now I'm going to read this poem trying to cut down the middle, you know, because both of them were people who were into the language, and I am too, and both of them were into that. And I have a poem, it's called Words That Build Bridges Towards a New Tongue. And I'm going to read about 2.5 pages of that poem and sit down. They both like this poem too. Words That Build Bridges Towards a New Tongue. You begin with a sound wrapped around a syllable or syllables, a word or words like razzmatazz or rattamacue. Then you listen to a red-bone black man playing a horn like a clue, like a train or John Coltrane or Bird or Miles. Then you play around with sounds your ears then heard, lift them off a rebound, spellbound, inside a room. Because of a cue, your memory remembered anew. Now you add a few nouns, and vowels, words singing like birds, flying through spring winds, thunder clapping with roaring, rolling consonants. Their feathers echoing colors now, black or white or blue. As a rinky-dink pressing flesh beneath them was immune to trailing blues stretched out behind them. Voices that blew rhythmic as cute soundtracks through the night's sweet longing, choo-chooing like wailing engines, hurling down isolated tracks, way out in the dead of night's hushed music around the voodoo, bewitching our bats. Who like whirs bruising from a crew of Mad Hatter good old boys were circling inside a hush cave. Where a strange blend of language was fashioning itself now from cries and screams. The whooshing of beating wings drumming pell-mell clues through the dark cinematography of a dream bordering on nightmare as it wraps itself around you now as if it were a cocoon. Now you find yourself inside the cave of your head, Baraka Cortez, and you are whatever it is you think you are there, brand new. You are what you believe in as truth, right then, right there, when you hear sheets of sound rushing out of the bell of a saxophone. It is a sound-down cornucopia of magic spiraling out of a dream from a golden axe shaped like an elephant's trunk. The shape of need here is a question mark bewitching us with breath, power, mystery, stealth. It's what new language is shaping in itself into now inside the neon air. Hip-hopping and rapping and voice rhymes of young people. Before us right now is what the mind's ear reminds the tongue of here. Chasing the sound of a freight train moving at full speed. It is as a syntax. It is a jackety-jack of wheels rolling through the slick flow of tracks bedazzling gears. The song of it all beguiling us with amazement. The rackety rack of steel spinning down and over rails, underground or overground tracks. The sound we hear is real when we know it. Baraka Cortez, coming from the terrifying mystery of a hip shaman's horn. And we see the music form in the shape of the hot tongue of a big flame lighter, tonguing out gushed heat. Flames as sounds, as words inside the scorched floor of lava, inside a tongue that is red, white, and blue laced with dews played in Philadelphia, in Hamlet, North Carolina, where language was fractured there, congealed, until it hotscopped itself to its own back beat. Conundrum, before it peeled across the air, clear as a bell, ringing cold on Sundays, unleashed the rage and rhythm and tempo. Heated voices and sermons became a firefly there in flight, was volcanic with syllables aglow. The night flaming with embers, washing through the breeze like a tribe of fireflies, swarming through the night sky, a voice pure and guttural, a primal scream, looping clues of prophecy here, blue, or sweetly singing as a slew of birds tracking across a fondued sky, laced with magenta, their music heard in ringing bells as the wind tongue trills melodic. As it breezes lilting language through chiming language trembling like lovers in heat time. When the air is all aglow and splendiferous with greens, yellows, and golds, bright reds of bougainvilleas, jacaranda fragrant as voices of doves cooing, sweet pink of flaring rhododendrons that burst into shapes of trumpet bells, evoking Miles Dewey Davis playing muted live in memory.
clean as a whistle is where a poet stretches rubber sentences in the bridges of music now. Baraka, Cortez, y'all are a language inventing itself daily out of a lost and found word, constructing what it is to speak as a true American here today, right now. Words moving through poems as magicians through parades, clowns dressed up as verbs, adverbs, adjectives surrounding nouns with bright verb, reminding the senses of sweet odor of frangipani perfume. Rhymes and rhythms intoxicating the senses, Cortez, Baraka. Rhymes and rhythms, your rhymes and rhythms intoxicating our senses, Cortez, Baraka. Rhymes and rhythms intoxicating the music, rhymes and rhythms. Intoxicating the music.
In town. In town, in town, something in the way of things, something that will quit and won't start, something you know but can't stand, can't know, get along with, like daddy. Riding on top of the car, peering through the windshield for his cue. Something entirely fictitious and true that creeps across your path, hallowing your evil ways. Like they were yourself, passing yourself, not smiling. The dead guy you saw me talking to is your boss. I tried to put a spell on him, but his spirit is illiterate. I know things you know and nothing you don't know. Except I saw something in the way of things, something grinning at me, and I wanted to know, was it funny? Was it so funny? It followed me down the street, greeting everybody like the good humor man, and they got to taste the good humor with no ice cream. It was like that. Me talking across people, into the houses, and not seeing the beings crowding around me with ice picks. You could see it. But they look like important Negroes on the way to your funeral. They look like important jigaboos on the way to your auction. They let them chant the numbers and use an ivory pointer to count your teeth. Remember Step and Fetch It. Remember Step and Fetch It, how we laughed, knowing it was Sunday school images giving flesh and jiggling with the ice pick high over his head. Made you laugh anyway. I can see something in the way of ourselves. I can see something in the way of ourselves. That's why I say the things I do. You know it, but it's something else to you. Like that job. This morning, when you got there, it was quiet. And the machines were yearning soft behind you, yearning for that nigga to come and give up his life. Standing there being dissed and broke and troubled. My mistake is I kept saying, that was proof God didn't exist. And you told me, nah, it was proof that the devil do. But still, it's like I see something, I hear things. I saw words in the white boy's lying rag. Said you was gonna die poor and frustrated. That them dreams walk with you across town. You're gonna die from overwork. That the garbage on the street is telling you you ain't shit. And you almost believe it. Broke and mistaken all the time. You know some of the words, but they ain't the right ones. Your cable back on, but ain't nothing you can see. But I see something in the way of things. Something make us stumble. Something get us drunk from noise and addicted to sadness. I see something and feel something stalking us like an ugly thing floating at our back, calling us names. You see it and hear it too. But you say it got a right to exist just like you. And if God made it, but then we got to argue. And the light gonna come down around us. Even though we remember where the bank is, remember the Negro squinting at us through the cage. You seen what I see too? smile that ain't a smile, but teeth flying against our necks. You see something too, but can't call his name. Ain't it too bad, y'all said? Ain't it too bad, such a nice boy. Always kind to his mother, always say good morning to everybody on his way to work. But that last time, before he got locked up and hurt, real bad. I seen him walking toward his house and he wasn't smiling and he didn't even say hello. But I knew he'd seen something. Something in the way of things that had worked on him like it do and will, and he kept marching faster and faster away from us and never even muttered a word. Then the next day, he's gone. You want to know what? You want to know what I'm talking about, saying I seen something in the way of things. And how the boy's face looked that day just before they took him away. There is in that face, and remember now, remember all them other faces. In all the many places you've seen him, or the sister with his child wandering up the street. Remember what you've seen in your own mirror and didn't for a second recognize the face, your own face, straining to get out from behind the glass. Open your mouth like he was going to say something. Close your eyes and remember what you saw and what it made you feel like. Now, don't you see something else? Something cold and ugly. Not invisible, but blended with the shadow crisscrossing the old man squatting by the drugstore at the corner with his head resting uneasily on his folded arms. And the boy that smiled and the girl he went with. And in my eyes, too, a waving craziness splitting them into the jet stream of a blackbird, his ass on fire. Or the solemn knotness of where we go to know we're gonna be happy. I seen something. I seen something. And you seen it too. You seen it too. You just can't call his name. Name, 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 name.
The next step. Reader is Felipe Luciano.
Vaya familia. There is an Indian Swami named Muktunanda, wrote a book called The Blue Pearl. And he says that he believes in a force called Shaktipat. And the reason I resonated, the reason I felt like warm water going through me, is because in the Pentecostal religion, which I was raised in, and I know some of you have been raised holiness, but you haven't been raised Puerto Rican holiness. Their stuff is out to lunch. It's off the hook. So he said, you can feel Shaktipat through someone looking at you, through someone talking to you, or through someone touching you, which is how we interpreted the Holy Spirit. And he said, if Shaktipat does not change you, let it go. If the feeling, if the lifestyle, if the belief system does not transform you, let it go. Drop it like it's hot. And we have the habit of immersing ourselves in belief systems that do not transform us. And that's why we cling to Amiri. We need Cortez. We need this family of poets. Because it is transformative. It allows us the ability to look at God and guns and griots in a real way. It says there is no reason for you to think that art should stay there. It is not esoteric. So all I'm saying is that the art
must move. It must have feet. It must have fists. It must go through wood. It has to do something. Or else what's the use? And so, in recognition of Baraka and Cortez, who, by the way, were about politics, people would avoid them because you could not walk in their presence without feeling spirit and revolution. You couldn't. People love their stuff, and some people say, you know, I liked him when he was in the Greenwich Village. He was so wonderful. My God, how did he get like that? Do you understand that Newark was changed because of Amiri? Had it not been for him, I wouldn't have cared about that backwater town. It was Amiri who did that. It was Jane who taught us that you cannot just sit in isolation. She didn't talk about, well, I'm going to have a gay lay, and I'm going to be a black nationalist, which, and eventually so many of the cultural nationalists, so many of them became black Republicans. She said, I'm going to Senegal, and did it. She and Mel would come up to the East Wind, and it would blow my mind. The way her intensity was a cool, almost nitrogen-like ice. You know what I mean? And she didn't have to scream. She used to tell me, calm down. Calm down. Transformative. Had it not been for Amiri, the Young Lords would have never been formed. I became a revolutionary, though I'm pretty sure that there was primordial already. I did have some anger issues. Had it not been for Amiri, that would never have been structured. Do you know what I'm saying? He didn't believe in you standing there and doing nothing. And so, if you see me kissing Raz and kissing all these people here, it's because you don't know when the hell they're going to pop off. That's why I love Puerto Rican culture. We kiss everybody. We hug and kiss everybody. People say that's a place, an African thing, damn it. It ain't got nothing to do. It's an African kiss and hug. You don't know if tomorrow's going to come. And this is all dedicated to Amina, because Amina, when I used to get on people, Amina would say to me, Felipe, shut the hell up. Your contradictions are legion. Don't be talking all that nonsense. You know what you're about. And I would shut up. I'm going to read this, and then I'm going to sit down. I hope you like it. I wrote it a few hours ago, too. I needed to. I got up about 2 in the morning. And I remember this, and please remember this, folks. Do not pass people that you love without forgiveness and forgetfulness. Do you know that anger produces cancer? Stop the anger. That's the thing. Okay. For Jane, there are spirits who pass through the spaces of your life like cool water, like sweet wine. They don't condemn, they don't challenge, they just whisper encouragement and fatten your vision with the holiness of their being. And when they're called back, after they've permeated your being with the ethic of honesty and what can be, after children raised and honors gained and a certain confidence of self-acceptance, when you turn to offer the thanks of gratitude for emerging whole through the twists and the turns, they're gone. Just like that. It is in that instant that one feels the loss of the presence. I remember a dusty Harlem loft called the East Wind, full of noise and commotion, politics and poetry. We called ourselves the last poets and loved and argued. But when Jane walked in, it stopped. She'd slowly pour a libation of smiles and soft words, then pick up her verbal rifle and show us how to shoot. Art spitting out like a Winchester repeating rifle, again and again, with a knockdown power that shook us. She never missed the target. And then gently she'd put the rifle down, sit down like an Apache princess, and ask us how our lives were. Easing the embarrassment of male pride, the arrogance of ideology and hard edges. Damn, she was good. And I never thanked her for showering us with love, for showing us how to be strong men without scowls, how to be genteel and universal, African and inclusive. It was the music of her being that fascinated me. The ability to invoke Chano Pozo and Charlie Parker. Machito and Ellington? She heard a different sound, an orchestra without division, arrangements that only angels hear when they're here. And now she's gone. And that space is missing between us, in me. Oh, Jane. Jane. Jane Cortez. Make one of us another you soon. I am not going to wax long on this. I will just tell you that Amiri Baraka was my dad. And I publicly want to thank Raz and Obalaji and Amiri and all of them for allowing me to move him out the way sometimes. He had a lot of children. I adored him. He was not afraid to change. Not chameleon, folks. Substantive change. Amiri always went to the essence, to the depth of stuff. If he was a nationalist, he was a nationalist. If he was a Muslim, he was a Muslim. If he was a socialist, he was a socialist. And if he was a communist, he was a communist. And by the way, his first major was religion and philosophy. This poem is called Mira Amiri. Look, Amiri. Look what you caused, what you started with your blackology. I was blessed with Jesus in ignorance, Boy Scouts and Mighty Mouse. Good people went to a fluffy white heaven. Black people went to a rock hard bad hell. And damn it, didn't they deserve it? All they did was hang and drink and fuss and fight, laugh, pray and love life and the blues. I saw no redeeming social value, no future. And then you came along asking embarrassing questions about where I thought mambo really came from. How come I twitched when congas were played? And why my mother spoke in tongues? Was it really the Holy Ghost? Or some demon dance from another coast? Congo maybe? Gambia? Yoruba maybe? Zambia? You scared me, Juju man. Make my insides loosen by goosing the cell memory of centuries long gone. Your gentle literary prodding made me catch a glimpse of the softness of black. The sonority of it. Its vulnerability. Its slash and burn genius. Jazz woke my ass up. Some montun on my feet. Poetry was the spell you spit on me as you slowly took off my stocking cap and freed my hair, my prayer, my lair, my stare. I jumped in the spirit of Africa and swam until I found out why I'm reeking with beauty. Why I like knives. Now, the young ones come to me asking how I come to love Rumba and Basie, Plena and Ellington, Monk and Guaguancó. And as I tear up and tell them of the American maroon Negro who turned this reeking black, who loved him into scholarship and common sense, who asked the diasporic question of what is the real fucking difference between me and you, fool? And why you falling for the bullshit? White don't make you right. Black don't stand for lack. Skin folk ain't always kinfolk. So stick to class and ancestors, music and prophetic words, action that confirms ideology. And don't be afraid of the dark. Be afraid of wooden Negroes and the red Kool-Aid. It may be your blood you're drinking. As I answer their prenatal questions and tell them of how you brought your black art church to Harlem and gave birth to the last poets, invigorated the Black Panthers, danced with and defended the young lords, the heaviness dissipates. Shoulders straighten. The easy breath returns. What an honor to have known you. To have kissed you like a father. To have watched your brilliance dominate American arts and letters over half a century. No threat, no bully, no state, no cop made you quit. And you died a natural death. Telling me deliriously in the hospital, two guys came to get you to try to take you off. Impossible, Amiri. Not with all the kids you brought to life. Anyway, we found them, Papa. It was Baldwin and Langston Hughes coming to bring you home. Ginsburg and Kerouac are waiting up in the house.
damn, what a slam that's gonna be.
Thank you.
Where are you going? Where have you been? 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 When you rush to the job and time clock the car, then step up protection to pay for corruption, but have no deductions to pay for your pension, pay for your pay cut, pay for your strike fund to maintain control, maintain control, maintain control. Oh, where are you going? Where have you been? 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 When you throw down your coat and kick off your shoes and drink down your booze and turn on the beat and strike up a groove, you'll wear out the beat and wear out the drummer, trying to wonder what is that number to maintain control, maintain control, maintain control. Oh, where are you going? Where have you been? 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 When you eat up the eats and drink up the drinks and smoke up the smoke and crack up the crack and blot out your visions and blot out your values, but find no solution to your pollution to maintain control, maintain control, maintain control. Oh, where are you going? Where have you been? Where are you going? Where have you been? Where are you going? Where have you been? Where are you going? Where have you been?
The next poet is Linton Kwesi Johnson, who just flew in, and we really, really appreciate his dedication and his love of both Jane and Amiri to come straight from the airport and to read.
Good evening. I can't tell you how happy I am to be here on this special occasion. Naturally, I'm a little bit jaded because I've been up since 6 o'clock this morning. The first, my flight was cancelled because of snow or something, and I had to catch a second flight. But I'm happy to be here and to see so many familiar faces and names and poets who I've admired and respected since I was a youth. Never mind the gray hair. I just think that Mary and Jane were two remarkable poet activists who touched many hearts and minds, made their indelible marks, and left a very rich legacy. I'm very pleased to have known them and to have worked with them. We had some good times together with Amina and with Mel as well. And I'm going to miss them, but I will always treasure the good times and the good memories I have of them. I'm just going to do two poems because I was told keep it to 6 minutes. The first one is a poem I wrote in response to some rather negative comments that were made about so-called dub poetry. There's a reference in the poem to Buthelezi. Of course, you all know who Buthelezi is. You know that guy who, the Zulu guy who collaborated with the apartheid regime in South Africa. And Percival, Lance Percival. Well, he was a very famous English comic actor who also made a name for himself doing parodies of popular or some popular and well-known calypsos. But it's really a poem about poets and poetry and a kind of a defense, if you like, of orality in poetry. If I was a top-notch poet. If I was a top-notch poet, like Chris Okigbo, Derek Walcott, or T.S. Eliot, I would write a poem so damn deep that it bittersweet. Like a precious memory will make you weep, will make you feel incomplete. Like when your lover leave, and though defeat you concede, still you beg and you plead, till you win a reprieve and you're ready for rock steady, but the music done already. Still, in the meantime, with me rhythm, with me rhyme, with me rough bass line, with me one sense of time, goon poet of a step in line. Kabuta lazy might have got couple thousand, but Mandela for him thousands of thousands of thousands of thousands. If I was a top-notch poet, like Kamau Brathwaite, Martin Carter, Jane Cortez or Amiri Baraka, I would write a poem so rude and rootsy and subversive that it make the goon poet turn white with envy. Like a kandumble voodoo kumina chant, a whole time calypso or a slave song that get banned. But from granny right down to grand picnic, each and every one can recite that they want. Still, in the meantime, with me rhythm, with me rhyme, with me rough bass line, with me one sense of time, goon poet of a step in line. Kabuta lazy might have got couple thousand, but Mandela for him thousands of thousands of thousands of thousands. If I was a top-notch poet, like Chikaya Yutamsi, Nicholas Gwen, or Lana Goodison, I would write a poem so beautiful that it's simple. Like a plain girl with good brains and nice ways, with a sexy disposition and plenty compassion, with a sweet smile and a subtle style. Still, me nah go gwan like a heap and bow and scrape. Me nah go gwan like a heap peddling your puerile parchment of ethnicity, with ungla vague fleeting hint of authenticity. Like a black Lance Percival in reverse, or even worse, a babbling buffoon will lose him tongue. No, sir, not at all. Me got me rhythm, me got me rhyme, me got me rough bass line, me got me one sense of time. Goon poet of a step in line. Kabuta lazy might have got couple thousand, but Mandela for him thousands of thousands of thousands of thousands.
It's been a wonderful evening and a very rich sharing. I want to just share a last thing, and hopefully we'll have a few minutes if anybody wants to say something. What?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, stop.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rashida Ismaili.
Thank you, thank you. The love and the respect that we have for Jane Cortez and Amiri Baraka must be reflected in the work that we do, in the ways that we treat each other, in the ways that we love ourselves, and the ways that we respect the work that we say we do. If we are poets, if we are artists, we must be the best that we can. John Oliver Killens always said, the role of an artist is to make revolution irresistible. And that's where we should be going, because in that process, we also become honorable people. And that's what we should describe to be. They were honorable people, and if we say we love them, if we say they are our friends, then we must try to be worthy of being in their presence. So we say good night, we say we honor them, we appreciate them, and go and do a good deed.
And I'd like to thank Rashida Ismaili Abubakar for being the MC for this event at NYU. I'd like to thank the folks, Professor Diawatha at NYU, and all the other folks that made this tribute happen. And thank the sound people for allowing me to record. What we're listening to right now is Thelonious Monk, Mysterioso. This is originally recorded in 1948. It's Milt Jackson on Vibes. And it's from I got it from a compilation, Blue Note Years, the best of Thelonious Monk. Before that, we heard Maintain Control, Jane Cortez. We heard Linton Kwesi Johnson before we heard Maintain Control. Jane Cortez and the Fire Spitters before that. Radio Bremen Records, 1992 release. This is Poetry and Music. It was from Poetry and Music Women in Emotion Festival. Before that, we heard Something in the Way of Things by The Roots, Phrenology, MCA Records, 2002 release. And before that, we heard Find Your Own Voice, Jane Cortez and the Fire Spitters from Cheerful and Optimistic, 1994 Bola Press release. You can go to sugarmybowl.org, see the playlist, and find out who the players are on these recordings. And before that, we heard Sweet and Lovely. That was Mulligan Meets Monk, Jerry Mulligan and Thelonious Monk, 1957 Riverside Records release. And coming up next is La Nueva Alternativa. This is WBAI New York, 99.5 FM, Sugar My Bowl. Don't forget, you need to call 212-209-2950.
Hello. Bueno, this is Sonia Sanchez. I urge you to give your generous support to listener-sponsored community radio, WBAI 99.5 FM in New York.